This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We're going to go hiking now on the Pacific Crest Trail. It runs 2,500 miles from the Mexican border through California, Oregon, and Washington up to Canada, or vice versa, if you want to hike it that way. Hundreds of thousands of people do parts of it every year. Others buckle down and do the whole thing. But unlike most other federally managed infrastructure, the business plan for keeping the Pacific Crest Trail and some other national trails like it open depends on free labor. Marketplace's Ben Bradford has the story.
It's a hot, dry September morning outside of Los Angeles, and a crew of 18 men and women hike more than a mile in, carrying specialized hoes and axes. They're repairing some of the thin, rocky trail where it's wearing away and brush is encroaching. They fan out to scrape the path smooth, building a slight incline for water to run off.
There's no real rocket science to it, but you'll just get used to the tool.
67-year-old Jim Banks trains the new recruits. He's a retired tax attorney and a lifelong outdoorsman. He began walking sections of this trail about a decade ago and has been volunteering ever since.
I think that if you're going to hike the trail, you need to give back and help maintain it. Plus, I love being out here anyway.
Banks is part of a core group of older volunteers who come here sometimes multiple times a week. It's a community.
We've gotten to know each other really well, get along really well, have similar interests, you know, all about the same age of each other.
Volunteers have always been the key labor force for repairing national trails, but Banks says their role has grown. When he was in college, he worked for the U.S. Forest Service, which owns most of the land.
And they would work on the trails in their district everywhere. Now, I don't even know of a Forest Service trail crew anywhere. They've lost so much funding.
With much of that funding diverted to fight wildfires, between 1995 and 2015, the Forest Service lost 40% of its non-fire staff. So, the Forest Service provides hard hats and insurance, but it's retired bank trader Tim Morris who's clearing the trail with a long brush saw. Staying well behind him, 52-year-old building manager Thomas Reed clips anything Morris misses. It's only 9 a.m., but already sweat trickles down his face.
You can sit in an office and get tired. You can come out here and suck in some good air.
For Reed, the work has another meaning. He used to bring his 15-year-old daughter hiking. She died 6 years ago.
Anything that just brings me back to the natural universe makes me feel like I'm in touch with her.
He wants to one day hike the entire Pacific Crest Trail, a journey that can take half a year. The Forest Service calculates that last year, volunteers like Reed put in more than a million hours of trail maintenance across the country. The agency puts a monetary value on that work, $27 million. There are the regulars, and then a contingent of first-time volunteers. Aika Makamura is smoothing out one section of the path. She hiked almost all of the Pacific Crest Trail in 2017.
I need to get back to the trail. It took good care of me for 6 months. I was living on it for 6 months, so...
After a couple hours, it's break time. Volunteers sit in a semicircle and swap trail stories. Ava Ramondi describes meeting her boyfriend, Adam Boland, during a snowstorm on the Appalachian Trail.
I got into my tent, and he came hiking up, and he didn't know how to set up a tent, and he had the same one that I had. So he's like, can you please help me? And I was in my only, like, dry set of clothes. And I did say yes. I said yes.
After, Adam asked if he could tag along with her group.
I was like, hey, I don't know what I'm doing. Can I just follow y'all? And they were like, no. And I was like, I'm going to follow y'all anyway.
Still here.
The question is if these younger volunteers will be back. Further down the path, Claudio Silva, a tool and die maker, is stacking heavy rocks to support one vulnerable section of trail. He's been coming out here for two decades. He says the younger volunteers often don't return.
We need new blood is what we need, you know, because we have so many retired guys out here all the time, but... we need people to take their spot someday.
Because the trail relies on volunteers, and without them, it won't be there for the next generation of hikers. I'm Ben Bradford from Marketplace.